PGA DFS fans, and welcome back to another one of my top five PGA DFS videos. This is the top five values for the Charles Schwab Challenge. And I know we may have a little major hangover, or at least I do a little bit. I'm not going to lie to you. Such a good event. Really fun outcome. A great course. Sometimes it can lead the next week into a little bit of a letdown, but that's felt by everybody. And those that get right back at it and try and find the best values on the board are typically the most profitable the week after a major. So that's what I'm going to do here, of course, in this video. And we're going to go into a little transparency corner. And the only guy that didn't make the weekend for me was Charles Schwartzel, who I even think I said in the video, maybe the run was coming to an end. He was on the bad side of the weather draw and just couldn't put it together on those difficult holes. So he was the only one to miss the cut. But I got Matt Wallace, Joaquin Neiman, Abraham Ancer, and Cameron Smith all through the cut. Abraham Ancer, a fantastic Sunday, getting into the top 10. But the other guys, they all finished outside the top 25. So overall, I'd give myself a B-, maybe even a C-plus for the week. Just not all that great. I think if Schwartzel had made the cut, 5 for 5 would have definitely given me a solid B or B-plus. But given the fact that he missed the cut in only one top 10, that's not going to do it. But got some guys this week that are going to help me do it here at Colonial Country Club for the Charles Schwab. I think it's the Charles Schwab Challenge, if I'm not mistaken. It's been the Dean and DeLuca Invitational. It's been a couple of different things throughout the years, but still, we're going to settle on this. Taylor Gooch, $7,300 this week on DraftKings and $8,800 on FanDuel. He's going to be my first value on the board. Listen, this guy has been all but pretty good this entire year. Top five at the Players, obviously, kind of set his season up for a great one. But he's also made a lot of cuts and been great with the ball striking. He's also made the cut in each of the last 2 years here, coming in 43rd and 29th. That's kind of been what his recent form has been as well, 44th and 39th. So not bad at 7,300, though. That's starting to get some really good value. Let's check a look at his strokes gain ranks on the year. 101st off the tee, 48th. On his approaches, 95th around the green, and 56 putting for Taylor Gooch. Next guy, and the last time I put this guy in this video at around this price, he ended up winning. It's Joel Damon, $7,400 is his DK price this week, $9,000 on FanDuel. And listen, he came in 19th last year here, top 20. I love that little stat. That's kind of what his Dominican Republic statistics look like. Missed cut a couple of years ago, but again, was not the player he is now. Didn't make the cut last week. Had a bad Sunday. Had he put together an even par Sunday, he would have cashed his own top 20 bet that he called for. 77 and a bad putter kind of kept him down. Now, when we look at the strokes gain rank, we see why he's had a pretty good year. 46th off the tee. Really transformed his game. The other stats, though, that's probably why we haven't had that many top 10s. 126th on the approach, 150th around the green, and 166th putting. Although I do expect that to change here this week. Here's the next guy, and this one I know is maybe a little interesting because he has fallen off the map. However, the last time he fell off the map and nobody wanted to play him, Sergio Garcia went out and won the Sanderson Farms. So he has some good starts here if you look way in the past. Three top 20s in his first three tries, but missed the cut coming out of COVID last year, the second tournament there. So $7,500 for Sergio, $9,900 on FanDuel, $7,500 is obviously the DK price. We know his recent history in majors has been atrocious, so we can throw last week out the window. Pretty much every time a major comes along, if you want to play Sergio, just don't right now. He hasn't shown us any of the good since he won the Masters. However, the week before that, he had the first round lead basically at the AT&T Byron Nelson before missing the cut. So I'm going to say he's not that far off, given the fact that he's ranked second in strokes gained off the tee this year, which should help him a lot this week. 86th on the approach, 81st around the green, and 196th putting. Now, to go on to my fourth value of the board, it's Brian Harman. Brian Harman coming in at $8,000 on DraftKings, $10,100 on FanDuel this week. That's why I'm going back to him. We had a miscut last week, and it was actually on the number. His day one score was atrocious, terrible. 6 over par. It might have been 5 over par. One of the two, regardless. Got it to a point where he was going to make the cut. All he needed to do was actually make par on 18. And I think at that point, he probably had felt like he needed to make birdie. He had too aggressive of a club, threw it over the green, could not get up and down, and ended up missing the cut on the number. So I'm going to throw that out. His price has now come down a little bit, and he hasn't missed a cut here in quite some time. In fact, he's got some pretty good upside too. 23rd and 31st in his last 2 years. And he's down to 8,000, like I said. So I think we're getting some pretty good value here this weekend. Now, when we look into his strokes gain ranks, we see why he's doing good. 56th off the tee. Here's a little guy that just peppers fairways. Certainly has not been known to get it done with his distance in years past. But still, gaining strokes off the tee, that's a really good stat. Now, he does struggle a little bit with the irons. However, he makes up for it on and around the green. 24th around the green and 12th putting. So Brian Harman firmly in play for me this week. Okay, next one's going to be Corey Connors. The last one, he's going to be my best value on the board at 9,400. I think he's in just as good a form as, say, like Jordan Spieth even, or even, say, Justin Thomas. And this golf course has got to be made for him. He's 3 for 3 in cuts made. He's already obviously won in Texas at the Valero Texas Open a couple of years ago. So for me, Corey Connors, 9,400, 11,000 on FanDuel. I think he's a great price. Let's take a look at his stats. We know he came in 17th last week, but had the first round lead and got caught kind of just in a bad round on Friday. Other than that, it was pretty good all week. Now for Corey Connors, strokes gain ranks, 12th off the tee, 6th on the approach, 152nd around the green, and 86 putting. Obviously, we know his short game is not very good at all. If he finds the short game here this week, I think he's got a chance to win. So at 9,400, I think that presents great value. So till next time, everybody, that's going to do it for my top five values. Make sure, of course, you like and subscribe to our channel so you get notified when these short form videos come live. And of course, I'll be on the PGA DFS Strategy Show with Ben Raza tomorrow. It's Tuesday at 1 o'clock. So until then, everybody, thank you, and we will see you next time.